I want to take a moment to tell you about Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee believes that every cup of coffee you make should be your best ever, no matter how you take your coffee. Launched in 2018, Trade Coffee unites the nation's top roasters, including some in Nashville, directly with drinkers, offering 400 plus roasted to order coffees so fresh they don't exist until you say so. This company has really opened my eyes to everything coffee can be, and in the process, turning me, who was a regular coffee drinker, into a coffee lover. Listen to these coffee subscription perks. Access a handpicked selection of 400 plus coffees roasted around the country and personalized just for you. Automatically receive discounted pricing on curated coffees plus free shipping always. Adjust your coffee, update order frequency, go from hot to cold, or switch to decaf. Pause or cancel at any time. Lastly, sit back and enjoy. Their coffee is roasted to order and delivered at peak freshness direct to your home. So, are you ready to unlock your coffee rotation? I want to share a special offer with my listeners. If you sign up for a coffee subscription as a new customer, you will get your first bag of coffee for free. Yes, free. All you need to do to get started is go to 99%localpod.com/coffee.
Welcome to the 99% Loco Podcast.
Hey there, podcast family. Welcome back to another week of the 99% Local Podcast. This week brings us to episode number 62, and oh boy, it's a good one. Each episode, me, your host, Chris Green, is bringing stories of Nashville and Middle Tennessee-based entrepreneurs, authors, musicians, artisans, and other creators. Everybody has a story, their own unique upbringing, and a passion for why they're doing what they're doing. I personally love the sense of community around Nashville and get my kicks from sharing these stories. This week, I am joined by Isaiah Brooks. For about 2 years now, Isaiah has been bringing a smile to people's faces as the Spring Hill Spider-Man. And if you live near Columbia, Spring Hill, or even Franklin, you probably spotted him. What started as a way to bring joy to people as the COVID-19 pandemic raged has turned into a way to continue bringing joy to the entire community, as well as all around Nashville. The Spring Hill Spider-Man started out appearing on street corners throughout the community, and now you can find him at local birthday parties, baby showers, and all kinds of other events. Who is Spider-Man, you ask? Despite what Jonah Jameson at the Daily Bugle says, he's not a criminal, he's not a vigilante, he's not a public menace. Isaiah Brooks is our friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. With that, let's get right into this. Here is my conversation with Isaiah Brooks, the Spring Hill Spider-Man.
Dressing up as a superhero to spread joy in his community, Isaiah Brooks, known as the Spring Hill Spider-Man, bought a costume and started standing on street corners, visiting kids, and just brightening people's day.
Live near Columbia, Spring Hill, or even Franklin, be on the lookout for Spider-Man. The do-gooder keeps showing up to find a way to make some young person's day.
Hey everybody, guess what? We're live. I'm so excited. We've got the Spring Hill Spider-Man with us. His real name is Isaiah Brooks, but we're so excited to have him here.
But when Steven Strickerhausen kept seeing the pictures of Spider-Man in his neighborhood, he needed to find out more.
Yeah, so I guess I would kick this off and start by saying, did you have any idea this was going to blow up to what it is today?
No, sir, I actually did not.
I mean, I don't remember the exact date, but I remember seeing you just out on the road. It was sometime after, you know, the whole pandemic started, things started shutting down. I saw you out on the side of the road. I'm like, what is this? And you know, you started showing up at different random places. I know you made national news from this. You've made the Nashville news, local news. You know, kind of just tell me what motivated you to do this?
Well, I started around COVID. Whenever COVID first started, that's when I started to do this. And I just wanted to know, like, you know, what if I put on a Spider-Man outfit and stand outside of Walgreens or Kroger? What could I get kids' reaction? And their reactions turned out priceless. You know, I had people coming and taking pictures. It got posted everywhere. And I kind of just wanted to expand it a little bit more. And I never knew it would get as big as it is now. But that's kind of what my idea was, to try to get kids' reactions, because I know at that time when COVID first started, everything was shutting down, like you said. Everyone was in the house, you know. Kids couldn't really get out and go to playgrounds how they wanted to. And I thought it'd be pretty cool for the kids to see Spider-Man standing on the side of the street.
So were you a Spider-Man fan?
I actually am not. I'm a Hulk fan, actually.
Okay, so why not Hulk? Is that maybe a little scarier?
I don't know. You know, I feel like if I did Hulk, I'd have to make it, you know, more realistic. I feel like if I was to get a Hulk costume, the kids would just be able to tell, that's fake, or Hulk should be bigger, or something like that, you know? I thought the Spider-Man costume fit me perfectly. You know, when it came in, I was like, wow, you know, this fits great. I kind of look just like Spider-Man. And yeah, so that's why I went with Spider-Man.
Yeah, you know, speaking about the costume fitting you, I mean, the photos that are taken of you, I mean, it's like you are Spider-Man. And, you know, I have to ask, like, do you have like experience in like acrobatics and gymnastics? Because I see you doing handstands and flips and...
So I actually, what started that was... I know I could do a handstand, but, you know, as I did Spider-Man over amount of time, I got better at it. So I wanted to learn how to do backflips. So I messaged one of my friends, and she was a cheer coach. And so she took me to a gymnastics gym in Franklin. And what she did was she taught me how to do a back handspring, which is kind of like a backflip, but you're using your hands. And so I started doing that. And what happened was, when I was going to all these birthday parties and occasions, I started over flipping, and somehow I started just doing a backflip. So yeah, that's pretty cool. I think that's pretty cool. A lot of people ask me if I do gymnastics. I've went to one class, but other than that, front flips I've always known how to do as a kid growing up. We had a trampoline and I used to love jumping on it. So I can do front flips, back flips, you know, cartwheels. I can walk on my hands for a good bit of time. And yeah.
All right. So you're not a Spider-Man fan now, even a little bit more that you've been.
I like Spider-Man. I like,
yeah.
I like the movies. I really like the Tom Holland. I have to say that's my favorite Spider-Man.
Okay. I was going to ask. Okay. So, do you ever take the costume off because you're driving around? I see you driving around. Other people do, whether, you know, your car, which I want to talk about too, but, you have a sweet bike. I see you riding around on. You're always wearing your costume.
Oh yes, sir. So on the bike, it just depends on the weather, really. You know, if it's 60 and up, I'll try to get out on the bike. Whenever I first got it, you know, it was kind of hard because I didn't have anything to hold my phone. And, you know, I'm doing parties in Lewisburg, Columbia, Chapel Hill, Nashville, Murfreesboro, you know, all over the place. And I didn't know where I was going. So now that I have a phone mount for the bike, I'll take the bike out if it's warm enough. And I'll ride in the suit, but I'm going to get a Spider-Man helmet. As of right now, I don't have a Spider-Man helmet. I just have a regular black helmet. And yeah, if I'm in my car, I'll ride around in the suit with the mask on, and I'll roll down my windows so people can see me. You know, the kids, they'll pull up beside me and they'll see me. The parents will, and everybody waves. You know, it's really cool.
Yeah. So, you know, I want to talk a lot more about that, but, you know, let's kind of go back. Tell me a little bit about your backstory. I mean, did you grow up here in Spring Hill?
I actually grew up in Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
So I grew up in Mount Pleasant. We lived in Mount Pleasant for, I want to say, up until my seventh grade year. And then we moved to Spring Hill. I started going to Spring Hill Middle School, eighth grade year. And then after that, I started going to Spring Hill High School, and I started getting to know some people. And it was really weird for me because, you know, being in a school almost your entire, I guess I would say, school life, and then just switching over the transition, you know, the new kid, I was really shy. I didn't really talk to anybody. I was kind of more of the quiet kid who sat in the back of the classroom. So,
yeah. So how old are you?
I'm 18.
You're 18. Wow. Okay. So you're actually younger than I thought. So cool. So, I mean, do you, you know, besides the Spider-Man thing, which is keeping you really busy, I mean, what do you do full-time or your day job?
I'm a full-time electrician at Harlan Electric. So right now we're working on the Ramsey building off of 65.
Oh, gotcha.
So yes, yeah, sir, I'm going to trade school for 4 years to get my journeyman's license and then hopefully do something with that. And on the weekends and on the weekdays after I get off of work, I do Spider-Man. But as of right now, I'm a full-time electrician.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let me, you know, like I said, I saw you mid-pandemic, like right after it started. And then around, I want to say it was December of last year, it popped up on social media. You know, the community was rallying around you, trying to find a way to give back to you. And then a local resident, I think his name was Steven Strickhausen, saw what you were doing. He wanted to get the community involved, saw that you had a need, and community came together and basically got you a new car debt-free. You know, tell me about that and what went through your mind when you found out about that.
So that, I think it was really awesome. You know, I'm really humble and blessed to receive a gift like that. I was actually at work and one of my friends called me, you know, they were just the normal checkup. How you been? How you doing? How's Spider-Man? You know, good, good. And they're like, well, I heard that people are raising money to get you a car. And, you know, at the time I had no clue about it. And I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, someone made a post, you know, to get you a car. They're trying to raise money and buy you a new car. And I was like, it has to be fake. So, you know, I called my mom and I was like, Mom, have you heard about this or anything like that? And she was like, no, I haven't. And the next day, word started getting out to me, and someone screenshotted the post and sent it to me. And I was like, oh, wow, this is legit. And so I called my mom back, and apparently my mom was behind it. Her and Stefan, they're behind it all. And she went ahead and told me. And I was just in shock, you know, coming back. It was just really crazy to think that the community would raise money to buy me a car, which is really helpful because my older car, it had a lot of problems. So this newer car, it really helps a lot. And a really cool thing, the dealership, they actually picked out the car, which is why it's red, a spidery red, and it matches my suit, matches everything perfect. And, I'm just really humble and blessed to receive a gift like that. I really don't know how to thank the community enough for giving me something like that, but I think it's really awesome.
Well, I mean, I think you're already thanking the community enough by, you know, all these events and appearances and things you're doing. I mean, I see your schedule posted. You're doing multiple birthdays, events on the weekends. You know, what type of events are you doing? Pretty much everything?
Oh, yeah, pretty much everything. I really do anything. I have one time last week, actually, I got invited to a baby shower, which was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I got the ride in the back of I can't remember the car. I want to say it was a Porsche, but the top dropped on the car and they had me standing in the back of the car, and it was pretty cool. Next week, I believe, or no, actually sometime in April, I will be going to Spring Hill Middle School or Spring Hill Elementary for a pep rally. I do a lot of cool events. I can't think of them at the top of my head, but I do a lot of cool events. I think it's really cool. I'm going to start trying to do a YouTube channel, and I'm going to start putting all the Spider-Man stuff and really cool stuff on the YouTube channel. So yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it will. So, you know, all these events you've done so far, do you have any that maybe would be the most memorable, or, you know, maybe something unique, or, you know, even most impactful to you being a part of?
If I'd have to say, I do a lot of special needs events, and I would say that last week whenever I got off of work Friday, it was a shop called, I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but I think it was like Climb the Tree, something like that. And basically these kids, they come out of town and visit Spring Hill for 3 weeks. They're in town for 3 weeks and they're at this shop. You know, they're learning a lot of cool new stuff. And I got to visit the kids and, you know, it was really cool. I got to meet a really cool kid named Nate. He was the Spider-Man fan. You know, he had on the Spider-Man suit. We ran around the little shop and we played, and I think it was really cool. I love doing special needs events because the kids are always so cool. They're fun to play with. Those would probably be my favorite events out of all the events I do.
Nice. Yeah. And, you know, I see posts, I see thank you letters to you from, you know, moms of all these kids. And, you know, it's just, it's just amazing. Okay. So on the other side, maybe the strangest type of event, I mean, maybe baby shower, but anything a little different than that?
Let's see. Strangest event. You know what? Actually, I wouldn't call it strange. It was very different. I went to a grown-up's superhero party. And you know, it was the grandma who had messaged me, and it was her son's 25th birthday party, and he was having like a grown-up superhero party. It was pretty cool. You know, he had Iron Man, Captain America, they had Venom, they had Hawkeye. What was the girl's superhero name? I want to say Wonder Woman. They had like a girl dressed up as a devil. It was pretty cool, but I thought it was kind of a bit odd. I don't know. I just wouldn't think that grown-ups would dress up. It was definitely new for me. Definitely new. Because when I got there, you know, I thought it was going to be all little kids dressed up in superheroes. But we have, you know, grown adults walking around in superhero costumes. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. So, I don't want to put you on a spot, but tell me about your MJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you have a little bit of help doing this. So,
yeah. So, what a lot of people don't know is McKenna, she does everything. And by everything, I literally mean everything. You know, when I first started Spider-Man, it was just me and, when I first started Spider-Man, it was just me and my mom, and she was helping me, and I was, you know, doing it all on my own. But now that McKenna has came, and I knew McKenna way before I started Spider-Man, she deals with all the messages, she books all the parties, you know. So let's see, this Saturday, I'm booked up all day this Saturday. So McKenna, she will, you know, say my party starts at 12. Okay, well, she'll give me spaces, tell me what time to be there, what time I need to leave in order to make it to the next party on time. She spaces everything out. I'd say we probably get about 30 Spider-Man messages a day, and that's really hard to keep up with. But I'm thankful that I have her because, you know, 9 times out of 10, I don't look at any of those messages. Like, she's on all my accounts, my Facebook, Instagram, you know, on everything. And she's the one that deals and handles with all that stuff. She'll book it, she'll put it all on a schedule. And it's pretty hard to keep up with, you know, because you respond to one person and they take maybe a day or two to respond. And then once they respond, you know, you kind of have to go back to them, put them on the schedule. And then you have 20 other people that want Spider-Man. And it's really a lot, but she does it all. I don't know how she does it. And I thank her every single day. And she really is a blessing, but she does it all.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. I wanted to talk about, I was reading a little bit about some other things that you've been doing for the community. I think back at Christmas, you sponsored some families. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So me and McKenna, we've always wanted to give back, like, you know, as just a little bit before Spider-Man started, you know, me and her, we've always talked about, like, wow, if we could, we'd love to go to Nashville and, you know, give back to the homeless or walk around and, you know, hand out food, bottles of water, you know, sandwiches. And so we're like, maybe we should do a fundraiser. You know, we're still pretty young. We don't really know what we're doing, but we just give a shot at everything. And so we're like, all right, let's start a GoFundMe. Let's just set the budget to $1,000. And let's see if we can help raise some Christmas presents for the kids in need that won't be getting presents this Christmas. So we set up the GoFundMe and put it at $1,000. And I want to say about 4 weeks or about a good month in, we raised $1,000. So it was really tricky. We had a lot of people messaging, and we actually wish we would have put the price higher because we had a lot more people messaging than what we thought we're going to message. And so we did that, and we ended up donating to 25 families, and each family had about two or three or more kids in it. And so we went to Five Below, you know, we went to Target, Walmart, and we spent about, I want to say, a week getting toys. You know, my car was full with toys, and we wrapped all of them up, and we delivered them. It took us about, I want to say, 3 days to meet everybody and deliver all the toys and the presents. And then we also had some people from the community donating toys that they didn't need, and we used those to give them to the kids, and it was pretty awesome. We definitely will be doing one again this year.
Yeah, and then, you know, this will be out right before Easter. I see you're egging yards as well for Easter.
Yeah.
What made you want to do that?
So, like I said, the egging yards, that was actually McKenna's idea. So she was like, hey, maybe we should egg yards. And, you know, I was at home playing the game, and I was like, yeah, sure, we should egg yards. And I didn't really think anything of it. And then, you know, I look, and she has, you know, I want to say maybe 50 people message right about as soon as she posted. She has about 50 people, you know, messaging, yo, I want eggs. I want eggs. How many eggs can I get? You know, I think we did 25, 50, and 75. So as of right now, we have over 50 houses to go to before Easter, the night before Easter. So we're definitely going to have to get some help and some friends involved. And we're going to have to deliver eggs to all those houses. I think that was a pretty cool idea she came up with.
It is. That would be pretty cool to see Spider-Man out there planting some eggs.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I was looking just at everything else you have going on. I see you're even getting involved with, at least here in the Spring Hill area, with some local photographers doing some mini shoots. I know you have one with a local photographer, Danny Jaden. Actually familiar with her. We actually go to church with her, but I see you're doing that in May sometime, and it looks like you're still booking for that as well.
Yes, sir. So we're doing that. We should be doing that. I want to say, yeah, sometimes in May, like you said, I can't think of it. I can't think of the date exact because there's so much going on.
Exactly.
So we're doing that. Speaking of that, I went to downtown Nashville last Sunday, and we did a photo shoot with, it was me and this photographer named Hot Sana. He's really cool. You got to check him out. And we went downtown Nashville, and we got some really cool shots. So I really can't wait to post those. It was like this little, I want to say it was a big ring, and I climbed all the way on top of it. And it's a pretty cool picture. So I'm excited for you guys to see those.
Yeah, that'll be pretty cool. I saw like some previews of that on your social media. So, one thing I want to talk about too is this event you're doing on June 12th. You're calling it a summer kickoff. It's going to be in Spring Hill, the Longview Rec Center. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, sir. So that event, you know, it's something that, again, McKenna helped me a lot with. Cause you know, most of the times we'll be on the phone and I'll just throw a whole bunch of ideas out there, but I'll never actually put it together. You know, it's something, and it's kind of my birthday gift. My birthday is May 5th, but it's kind of, you know, it's going to be my late birthday gift from her. So I was sitting in bed and I was like, what if we did, you know, maybe a Spider-Man event or like, you know, a Spider-Man festival? I was like, I think we could definitely get it up and going. And so we started reaching out to people. We started reaching out to food trucks. We reached out to Grecian Family Restaurant. We reached out to some pizza places, some bounce house places, and we reached out to some superheroes, some princesses, you know, a lot of things that would just entertain the kids. So as of so far right now, we have bounce houses, we have food trucks, snow cones, and we have DJ, and there's just going to be so much there. We have other superheroes like Black Panther's going to be there. We're going to have Batman, and then we're going to have princesses and Iron Man as well. So it's going to be a lot going on.
That's cool. And again, that's at the Longview Rec Center in Spring Hill. Yep. And that's free, correct?
Yes, sir. Everything is free.
Yeah.
Cost free.
Oh, that's awesome. 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 Yeah. I mean, you obviously have a lot going on. You know, I continue to see stories every day, you know, about things you're doing. You know, your photos will pop up on, you know, the social media pages. Let me ask you this, and this has to do with, you know, doing good in the community, but you know, what would you say for others that might be looking to do some good in their community? You know, kind of not necessarily what you're doing by dressing up with as Spider-Man, but just in general, you know, what is your motivation behind this? You know, we talked about this a little bit at the beginning, but if you could share anything about that.
You know what? I've been asked this quite a bit. My answer, I never come up with the best answer. I would say do something, let's see, I would say do something that, you know, could brighten someone else's day, you know? Maybe it doesn't have to be, you know, dressing up in a Spider-Man costume, because maybe that's not what you want to do. Maybe, you know, it's the small things in life that really matters. I would say, you know, maybe go out and, let's see, maybe pay for the order behind you, or, you know, maybe just smile at someone or hold the door open for someone, you know, or ask someone how their day is, you know? Something like that. I really would just say, just try to make others happy.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Good answer. I know it's hard to describe, you know.
Answers, but
yeah, no good answer. So, you know, what do you do when you're not Spider-Man or working your day job? You probably don't have a lot of time, but what is Isaiah Brooks doing when you have free time?
When in my free time, I like playing the PS5 and ride my motorcycle.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir. And gotcha. I love to fish. I go fishing a lot.
So where's the best place? This is a complete tangent, but where's the best fishing places around Spring Hill?
Spring Hill, I think Southern Springs is a really good one. That's really one I know. That's the best. That's the main one I go to in Spring Hill. I would say Harlandsdale Farm. It's not in Spring Hill, but it's not too far from Spring Hill. That's a really good place. And yeah, those are really the two places that I go if I'm fishing in Spring Hill. But for me, usually I'll go to either Governor's Club in Brentwood, or I'll go to Muscle Shoals in Alabama to go fishing. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. That's definitely on my list to find some good fishing spots. So appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you mentioned this a little bit, but you know, someone's listening to this and they're not in Spring Hill because, you know, everyone all over Nashville listens to this podcast. I mean, do you go outside Spring Hill? I know you mentioned Columbia, Lewisburg. What's kind of your range for doing events and appearances?
Well, the majority of people that message me, usually I think the furthest I've ever been for an event would probably be Smyrna, Tennessee. I want to say it was about an hour and a half away. I've been to Nashville. I want to say one time someone asked me to come to Alabama, and I was willing to do it, but they ended up canceling because Alabama isn't too far from me. So I want to say it really just depends on my schedule, because, you know, if I have a party in Spring Hill at 4 p.m. and you want me to come to Nashville at 3:30 or 3 p.m., I won't be able to do that. So it really depends on my schedule and what I can fit in, because, you know, usually people, they'll book about 6 months ahead of time, or I have some people booking a year ahead of time. You know, I'll just get done doing a
party. Wow.
And they'll message me back and say, hey, can you come again for my son's birthday party next year? And we'll go ahead and put them on the schedule.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I mean, as we get towards the wrapping up here, you know, I can speak for the whole Spring Hill community and beyond. We appreciate what you're doing. This is amazing. I mean, the joy you're bringing out, you know, in kids and people around the community, especially, you know, once when we were locked down. Yeah, it's great. So if listeners wanted to find out more about you or to be able to reach out to you to book you, how could they do that?
So they could actually visit Instagram. I have Instagram. You can type in Spring Hill_Spider-Man, or you can go on Facebook and type in Spring Hill Spider-Man, or you can go on Facebook and, you know, just search up Isaiah Brooks, which is me, and you can just shoot me a message, or you can type up McKenna Spies, that which is the one who actually books everything. And you guys can just shoot us a message and we'll get right back to you.
Well, yeah, I appreciate you, Isaiah, jumping on here and being a part of this podcast. And I'm glad I can share what you're doing. So, yeah, appreciate it. And thank you for everything you're doing in the community.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Well, there you go. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, thank you for listening. If you'd like to get a hold of me, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me directly at 99%localpod@gmail.com. Or you can actually drop by the contact page on the website and send a voice message that may appear in a future episode. You can find the website at 99%localpod.com. While you're there, make sure you catch up on all of those past episodes that you might have missed. If you'd like to support the show, you can do it in a few different ways. Please follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at 99% Local Pod. Leave a review wherever you listen to the podcast. And the best thing you can possibly do is share the podcast with your friends who might want to check it out. Lastly, consider contributing to the podcast on a one-time or ongoing basis. All contributions that I receive, 10% of that goes to the Well Outreach Food Pantry in Spring Hill, Tennessee. Well, until next week, stay safe and be kind to those around you.